Hello, my fellow spooky friends, and welcome to episode 50 of Your Ghost Stories. Well, we've made it this far. 50 is a big milestone. Wanted to say a massive thanks to each and every person listening. It's really cool to see the podcast grow week by week, and it's a privilege to have you here as part of the Your Ghost Stories community. I recently had an email from a guy named Tim Smith, and today I'll be reading his story out, which, by the sounds of it, had a big part in shaping his life. If you wanted to share your story but don't want to be interviewed, that is totally fine. You're more than welcome to email me, and I'd happily read it out for you on a future episode. You can reach out to the show at yourghoststoriespodcast@gmail.com.
Your Ghost Stories. Your Ghost Stories.
Hello, I'm Tim, a paranormal investigator from Northampton, and I've had many experiences. The first experience happened when I was a child. My mum and dad separated when I was about 13. A long time ago now, 52 years to be precise. Not long after the split, my mum and her new partner headed north to Multon in North Yorkshire. I don't exactly remember why they chose this location. They had moved into a tiny caravan in a farmer's field. There was one other caravan there too, which was only a few yards from theirs. And they soon became friends with a young couple. I'd never met them myself, as I'd only visited Mum at the caravan once and stayed for a couple of days. The couple were interested in the paranormal, and their favourite thing was the spirit board. I learnt years later that Mum and my stepfather visited them at the caravan for sessions on it. Anyway, on one of those sessions with the spirit board, a phone number came up on one of the messages. This all happened 50 years ago, so it's a bit vague now. But they decided to phone this number, and after chatting to the person on the other end of the line, they discovered it was a contact details for a flat to rent. Sounds unbelievable, I know. But they left that tiny caravan and moved into this flat. It was around October 1972. It was in Yorkshire. I was living with my dad at the time, in Northampton, and my 10-year-old sister lived with my mum up in Yorkshire. I remember missing her and my mum so much. It was Christmas, 1972. And it was arranged that I would go up to my mum's and my sister would stay with my dad in Northampton. My dad drove up to York on Boxing Day, around midday. It was a very old, large house. I remember it was made out of stone. This house was converted into a few flats. Dad stayed for a cuppa before heading back off to Northampton with my sister. He was due to come back and collect me on New Year's Eve. All was well for a few hours, but then Mum began to tell me of some of the strange happenings that were going on in their new home, including the clock going backwards and household things would be misplaced and turn up again in random places. Now, I was only 13 and not at all mature, so these stories frightened me. I'd been used to watching Hammer House of Horror, so thought paranormal stuff was the stuff of nightmares. That evening, I decided to have a bath. There was no showers back then in the 70s. Most people only had baths. This was when the first strange thing happened. I got into the bath and the water was hot. The strange thing was, though, it got very cold rapidly. I mean, over a couple of minutes, to the point it was stone cold. In fact, the whole room was just freezing. I remember this so clearly, my very first experience in that flat. It had been snowing all day and a deep layer of snow was laying in the street. I was looking forward to my dad collecting me in a few days. I'd only been there a day and was already wanting to go home. I just didn't like the place much. The flat only had one bedroom, so I was sleeping in a single bed in the corner of the living room. Mum went to bed around 9:30, as did I. My stepfather was scribbling away at his writing desk in the corner of the room. I fell asleep and I woke later with terrible pain in my eye. The room was very dark. My stepfather had obviously gone to bed earlier. So I rolled over onto my side, facing the large window. It looked light outside because of the snow, I suppose. There was a single armchair by the window. I could just about see the silhouette of the chair against the bright background of the window. And it looked to me like someone was sitting in the chair. But I couldn't be sure because of the darkness. But I could see what looked like the silhouette of a head against the light of the window. I stared at it for a while, as I wasn't sure if I was looking at someone at first. Then the head tilted to the side. I thought it was my mum, and I said, "Mum?" No answer. I said, "My eye really hurts." No answer again. I got out of bed, turned on the light, and no one else was in the room. I was so confused. I had definitely seen somebody in that room, sitting in the chair. I really thought it was my mum. I screamed "Mum" at the top of my voice and she came running in. I was crying and told her what happened, and her reply was, "She won't hurt you." At this point, it was early morning around 6 a.m.-ish. I told my mum I just wanted to go home. I didn't like it there. They eventually did decide to take me home. I still remember today in their blue VW Beetle. Although nothing really horrific happened, I was so pleased to be heading home. The pain in my eye gradually went over the next day or two. I can't remember exactly how long it was after this, but they moved to Blissworth, which is only about 4 miles from Northampton. A few years on, I was visiting them in their mobile home. I'd pushed the previous events of my visit to Yorkshire away. At one point, I was there on my own, and I can't remember where my mum and stepfather had gone, but I'd come across a box of cassette tapes, about 10 of them. They were numbered and dated. I put one in the cassette player to have a listen, and it was a lady speaking in an Irish accent, and a man was talking to her. I can't remember the conversation now. It was so long ago. I saw my mum coming back in the car, out of the window, and quickly put the tapes away. I'd never spoke to my mum about this until about 20 years later. Mum brought it up in conversation. Apparently her maternal grandmother had migrated to England from Cork in Ireland. She started telling me about the time she was regressed back to previous lives. I told her I'd listened to one of the tapes years before. I'd asked her if she'd still had them. She said no. But she told me that one of these sessions in a past life, she had owned or managed a tea room in Banbury, Oxfordshire. Her name was Rose. Rose came from Ireland. Was this the tape I'd listened to all those years before? Rose was also buried in Banbury. This story was never mentioned again in our family. Kind regards, Tim. Thank you for joining me on this short episode today. I'm just in the middle of lining up some more awesome guests. I know this show is a little bit different to what we normally do, but I've had some good feedback on these little short stories that we do from time to time. If you have any feedback or ideas for the show, I'd really love to hear from you, so please reach out on the website, yourghoststoriespodcast.com, or you can get in touch by email at yourghoststoriespodcast@gmail.com. See you next week. Sweet dreams.